Seems in that last game you used Evander Kane up and down the lineup, and it looks like you're reflecting that in practice here as well.
I liked what Kane, Lowry, and Hollischuk could be. I liked part of that game. Made a change just to see if we could get some 5-on-5 stuff going. Didn't see it, so went back to where I had it before.
Paul, what have you seen from Buffalo? The last time you played them, they were sort of just starting to go on this little bit of a tear. What have you seen from them, and what do you expect from them tomorrow night?
Yeah, we went in there, and it was considered not a good win, and it turned out to be a darn good win. The only one, I think, over seven-game stretch. You go through that part of the season, especially for young teams that are building, where there's great expectation at the start. And I'm not saying for Buffalo, but for the teams that struggle out of the gate, then there's that point in the season where everything is bad, you know, and there was a stretch there where they really struggled. And then you kind of get to reality and say, all right, we're back to kind of square one. We've got to start doing all, you know, learning our lessons, doing the right things, maybe not suffering the losses quite as hard. And you start winning more games, right? Pressure comes off a little bit. Pressure changes is a better way to do it. You just want to play a good, solid game. Then your goalie gets on a bit of a roll. And now that, you know, they're a confident group, they've got some skill, they'll work hard. And if you aren't ready to play an NHL team, they're just going to beat you. And they beat some good teams in that stretch. I mean, they at the time, I think Montreal was first in the East that they beat them twice. So then this is a good NHL game, right? They're going to come in with a good record. So you don't look at a year. You know, how have you been playing in the last 5, 6, 7 games? That gives you an indication of the mood of the hockey club. They're feeling pretty good about themselves.
Paul, can you give us an update on Jacob? He's
off day today, and we'll see how he feels tomorrow. So we'll put him at probable as of right now.
Okay. Dustin was wearing red today. Is that just a numbers thing?
I'm sorry?
Dustin was wearing red today. His defense, is that just a numbers thing?
He's going to stay there for the near future. Yeah, we can do a hands thing, sure.
Near future, do you have looking beyond Zach and Kobe's return to it?
Well, possibly. You know, I mean, he is trying to, I don't think audition is the right word, bus playing somewhere, and he's playing a lot. And he's been pretty darn good back there. And we've needed him, and we're going to need him. So with the injuries that we've had on our blue line, he has to play there, and he has to play well there for us to win. So in saying that, then, if we project then out a month, which is a foolish thing to do in my job, but if you do project out a month and say that we get Dustin Byfuglien playing a real good, solid game and generating points, why would we change that? But he has to play the game that we need him to play for us to be a good defensive team, for him to stay there. He has to. If he's capable of doing that, and we think early signs say that he is, and he's certainly willing to work on it. He's on the video. He's working on it on the bench. He's trying and everything he possibly can to make this work. And we've made it clear to him that it's not the statistical numbers that he puts up that'll make that work. It's how we win and how we function with him back there. If we're a better team with him on the blue line, he'll stay on the blue line.
The coach was a little intense today, we noticed. Is that just a product of after an off day?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you gotta for the coach, and I've just learned this, you know, later as I'm getting a little older, I got to protect my energy too. You get a day off. 6 games in 11 days. So it's every second day, so it's all right. You know, you can survive that. You don't have any back-to-backs in there, but it's a tough schedule. And you get a day off, and you're excited for practice. You know, you're looking at your clock at 6 in the morning saying, well, I shouldn't get out of bed till 6, but I might as well, you know. And you're at the rink early. You're ready to go. A little more. It was fun. I enjoy practices. I'm going to just steal the mic. I had a great Bantam coach named Mike Zook Sr., the late Mike Zook Sr. He's a bit of a legend in Sault Ste. Marie. He's a mailman that had an outdoor rink in his yard. And if my whole hockey career of all the coaches, and I had some National Hockey League coaches and was around some really fine ones. I remember that guy the best. I used to love going to his practices. To the point you just wouldn't miss him. I don't know, something happened. My dad didn't show up, or he was busy one day. And so in the middle of a Sault Ste. Marie, or he'd grab your bag and you walk the 2-3 miles to the rink or whatever it was, because you weren't missing practice. You know, we were, stuff I'd never ever get, a triple drop passes, stuff that as a no-hands defenseman, I never got near, but man, did we have fun with that. I love practice. I love it. Not quite as much as the games. Clearly the games are more fun, but I do enjoy practice most days.
You've been asked a lot about the foundation of the defensive game and defensive responsibility you're trying to build in this team. So you said that's only the beginning, though. So what's next? Some of your players are talking about adding offense to this bag of tricks now.
So
what's
next?
A
little bit more, right? You're going to get a – once you – it's all about speed at the end of the day, quickness and speed. So the more – once your defensive responsibilities, when you don't have the puck, is no longer a deep thought process, you're faster. So you're on the pucks more. That means more possession time, more offensive zone time, less D-zone chasing, less positional play. When you get to that level, everything is quicker. And that's what we're talking about in practice. So your offensive game gets quicker. I mean, just take a look at Anaheim, the speed at which they play. And yes, they've got some very skilled players. So we're not talking about that the Getzlaf factor in some of those. But the speed at which their team plays, the quickness that they have. They've been doing it long enough now that they know their defensive scheme and they're quick to it. And when they get the pucks, they're in the right positions and they're facing up ice and they've got a lot of speed. That quickness, that pace in your game, your offense will get better. So our power play's gotten a little faster, a little quicker, and its numbers. Now it's starting to improve. I'd like to think that then takes pressure off your five-on-five game. You know, some guys start, they get some confidence on the power play with their offensive game, so you'll get a little better boost in your five-on-five game. Doing what we do faster. So you have to have a really strong positional understanding to look quicker, to look faster, and then skill development. So we've got some young guys there whose hands are going to get better. They're going to get a little more sure on themselves around the net. That will come. It takes a long time, though, to get that muscle memory of doing everything fast and quick.
Grant Clitson says he feels good to go. According to you, is he ready to go?
Yes. Good news.